Ricky in Oakley. You there, Ricky?
Yeah, g'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
Look, I just wondered if you could clarify something for me. It's about Port Adelaide and the prison bar jumpers. Now, I'm sure that years ago when they came into the league, they signed a contract that they wouldn't wear black and white.
Yep.
Is that not right or not?
Pretty much, yeah, Ricky. The acceptance of Port Adelaide into the competition was based on the fact that they weren't going to be wearing the black and white prison bar jumper, and they would come up with something else, and the something else was a teal jumper. But my understanding at the time, because I, you know, spoke to people in control at Port Adelaide at the time, my understanding was that a teal and white prison bar jumper would have been okay.
So I don't understand why it's always made out that Collingwood's a bad guy in this when they signed the contract.
Yeah, Ricky, I suppose it's that Port Adelaide don't want to wear it all the time. They just want to wear it once a year in a home showdown. So in that respect, they're not asking to wear it all the time. They're asking to wear it once a year. So it's not a bad trade-off, I don't think. But at the same time, I couldn't believe what happened on the weekend. Port Adelaide wore black, white and grey against the black and white Collingwood on the weekend. So if you can't wear black and white against Collingwood, well, how did Port Adelaide get to wear the jumper they wore on the weekend? It was black and white with grey. It's just that it was a V jumper. It didn't have any teal in it whatsoever. So even that's ridiculous to me. So are you allowed to wear black and white against Collingwood? Are you allowed to wear a black and white jumper only with no teal in it or not? Because Port Adelaide's away jumper has no teal in it. But again, Ricky, I at the time said it, and I'm happy to say it now. I thought at the time that the prison bar is Port Adelaide's logo. It's its brand. When you see the prison bar as a jumper, that identifies Port Adelaide to me. The magpie, you can see that in various different forms, in various different sports, at different sporting clubs. I mean, a lot of clubs wear black and white. A lot of clubs have the magpie as their logo. It doesn't distinguish Port from everybody else. What does is the prison bar jumper. So I would have used that as the brand and had the prison bar jumper in a teal and white form myself. But obviously they elected not to go with that. And now we've got this hoo-ha that doesn't look like dissipating in a hurry. Appreciate your call, Ricky. And that fight's a fight that's going to continue. And I can't see the AFL stepping in to sort it out myself, even though Gil McLachlan is going to depart and someone else is going to come in. I still can't see Collingwood being overridden in this one and Port Adelaide winning it. And maybe that should be the way it is. Maybe Port Adelaide's got to come up with an alternative. Do they go to the prison bar and make it a teal and white one? Or maybe a topic for another time.